Good afternoon, Northwest Times and Times, thanks to Democrat Gazette. How can I help you?
Hi, can I speak to Kevin Kinder, please?
Times and Israel, this is Kevin, how can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. My name's Jeffrey Hill. The reason I was calling you was because I came across one of your articles on the internet.
Yeah.
It was from last year, entitled "Now and Then: Photo Exhibit Focuses on September 11th, 2001."
Yeah.
Okay. You did that article, and you had did you speak to a lady by the name of Carmen Taylor when you were doing the article?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because I was just reading in the article. It says that before power went out at her hotel, she was able to send the images to a television station in Arkansas?
Yes.
Because that contradicts with other stories where she says that she had saw a man in Battery Park that took her to his office.
That's the story she told me.
Yeah, so like everything that's written in that article was from her mouth?
What I put in that article was an accurate representation of the story that she described. You know, without reviewing my notes or having the article in front of me, if that's what I put in the paper, I would assume that is indeed what happened.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, you're writing what she had told you.
Right.
And I was just kind of confused because I had seen other stories, and also when I had talked to her, she had told me that she had seen a guy in Battery Park that brought her over to his office,
okay,
where he had a computer and she downloaded the pictures to the television station.
Okay.
And it was contradicting with the story that you had that said before the power went out in her hotel room, she was able to send the images to the television station.
Okay.
So you see what I'm getting? See what I mean? Like,
well, I guess so. But that was an article that I mean, I haven't thought about that article in since I wrote it, which would have been over a year ago.
Yeah. Because there's like a lot of discrepancies on the internet about her photos and the whole story behind them and everything too.
Okay. But is there something specifically that I can help you do, or?
No, I just wanted to like verify that you had wrote the article, and
I did in fact write that article. Yes.
Yeah, and I wasn't ever questioning whether you were putting in false information. Like I obviously she had said that, and that's why you had wrote it in the article. And now I'm just trying to figure out more or less why she's telling two different stories. You know. Because it just makes it look more suspicious with all the photos.
I wouldn't have.
Like a lot of people think that her photos, that famous photo of the plane going into the tower, is fake.
Oh, and I'm not even really aware of that. I mean, we talked about the exhibit, and that was sort of my goal in that story. So, you know, unless there's something that specifically I can do for you, I think.
You've did a lot. I just wanted to verify that was the story she told you.
Well, I again, you know, I'm not even without those are, you know, I've destroyed my notes and have since moved on, you know, to a thousand different stories since that date. So. You know, that's not even something that I could go back and verify right now. You know, I'm just trying to be honest with you, so.
Yeah, well, it's on the web page for the Northwest,
sure.
whatever the web page is for the newspaper.
Right.
And it's still there. I was just looking at it
right.
A few minutes ago, so.
Right. Well, that's it. I'll confirm this, I guess, and just let you know. I did write that story at that time, so.
Okay.
And
well.
I hope that has been of some help to you.
Yeah, it's been a lot of help. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Bye-bye.